Parshas Emor begins with the discussion about the kedusha of a kohen and the prohibition of becoming tamei. And the pasuk towards the beginning of the parsha in Perek Chavalef pasuk Tes tells us a halacha about a bas kohen. Ubas ish kohen, the daughter of a kohen, ki sechel is nos, who acts immorally and commits averos. Es avia hi mechaleles, so she has desecrated her father. Ba'ish tisarif, and her punishment for this avera is ba'ish tisarif, that she gets sreifa. Now, it's an interesting pasuk. The Torah is giving a reason why she gets this punishment. Why does the Torah have to give a reason for this punishment? So the answer is that when a woman normally commits this type of crime, the Torah's punishment is chenek, strangulation. So just to put it into perspective, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us the different gradations of misas bezdin. It's not one size fits all. There are four different misos bezdin: skila, sreifa, hereg, and chenek. We paskin like the chachamim that that's the order. Skila first is the most severe. That's for a crime like violating Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is b'skila. Skila, then sreifa is the literally burning, but the pouring hot lead down the throat, and then sreifa, and then hereg, and then chenek. So normally, a woman who commits this type of crime would get chenek, which is level 4 of the 4 misas bezdin, the least severe of the capital punishment. But a bas kohen gets a second level. 2 levels up, she gets sreifa. Now the question is why? Why does she get sreifa? So, okay, the pasuk says, es avia hi mechaleles. So I would think that the Torah is saying, her father is a kohen. You know, the irony is that some of the psukim are talking about becoming tamei to a mace, tamei to a dead person. That doesn't apply to a bas kohen. That doesn't apply. The Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Chavtes says that it doesn't apply. A female kohenes is allowed to become tamei. So maybe I would have thought that this halacha doesn't apply, so we kind of bring her back into the fold and say, no, she's still a bas kohen, and if she commits this type of crime, she's royalty. Her father can serve in the Beis HaMikdash. She has desecrated, she has been mechalal him, and therefore she deserves to die. But the Altar of Kelm gives a very different take on it, and that's what I wanted to share with you today. The Altar of Kelm was lived in the 1800s, I think it was 1824 till about 1898. He founded the Talmud Torah in Kelm, and he was one of the great leaders of Musar. He was a close Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Simcha Zissel of Kelm, and he wrote his shmuzin, a lot of his shmuzin, not all, but a lot of his shmuzin are written up in a sefer called Chachma Musar, and there in Os Reish Samach Gimel, he talks about the Bas Ish Kohen, and this is what he says. And again, he's coming to answer the question, why is it that the Bas Kohen gets a more severe punishment than a regular Bas Israel, a regular Jewish girl who commits the same crime? Says the Altar of Kelm, Kiyan Shenizgadla Itzal Gedole Yisrael. This woman, she grew up with Gedole Yisrael, Hema Kohanim. The Kohanim were Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi were the teachers of Torah. They worked in the Beis HaMikdash. They were the Kodesh Kadashim of the Jewish people. They were the Torah leaders. So she grew up in such a home. V'haya l'chinuch tov. And she got a good Jewish education. V'lohoya l'chinuch. And she didn't allow the chinuch to have an impact on her. And she committed a terrible crime, even though she had this chinuch. Zechet echad yoser mibas Yisrael. That's an additional level of avera above and beyond the Bas Yisrael. A regular Bas Yisrael might have known that it was forbidden, but she might have been exposed to other things. She might not have seen that model in her parents' home the way that the Bas Kohen saw that model. The Bas Kohen grew up with Gedolei Yisrael. More is expected of her. And if she commits the crime, not only did she commit the crime, but she also committed the crime of not allowing that chinuch, that education that she received, to have an impact on her. The Shenis, and the second point, the Altar of Kelm tries to put it back into the pasuk, ki zeh chilul avia, She was mechalel her father, which is what the pasuk says. What does it mean she was mechalel her father? So literally, I guess we would say that it means that she gave him a bad name. She gave him a bad reputation. Oh, his daughter, you know, committed this aveir. But says the altar of Kelm, kiyom rolov shalochan chakaroy. People are going to say, oh, I guess he didn't really do a good job trying to be mechanech his child. I guess he didn't do a good job educating her, inspiring her. Whatever it was, vehechmer lov hakos of pishnayim ibas Yisrael mechenek l'sreifa, and therefore the Torah punishes her pishnayim, bumps her up two levels of the severity of the punishment for the avera that she did. Shemisha hayalo chinuch tov. If a person got a good Jewish education, tzarach ma'od lihizaher lisnayig b'chi tov yoser. You're expected to behave better. You know better. You know better. Ki nosei hachit lebeiz madregos ki matil dofi ba'achinuch uve'mechancho. You're, so to speak, ruining the education that you received and the educator, the Rebbe, the mechanech or mechanechas who taught you. V'zehu amurzal, and that's the Gemara in Yuma da Peivav, that the concept of Echel Hashem is Re'isam Ploni, Shalom HaTorah. You see this person? They went to yeshiva, they learned Torah, and look at the avera they committed. That is a bigger chilul Hashem. That's the idea from the altar of Kelm. I just want to connect it really to this time of year. From Pesach to Shavuos, we learn Pirkei Avos. I once heard a beautiful idea from Rav Moshe Weinberger. He was coming to explain why it is that Pirkei Avos starts with Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Shenemar va'amech kulam tzadikim la'olam yirshu aretz netzer ma'atoy masayodai lehispoy. So he was bothered. Why? First of all, we never find introductions. We start the Seches Bava Metzia with Shnayim Ochsim Batalis. Two people are holding on to a talis. We start Bava Kama with Arba Avos Nezikin. Why all of a sudden Pirkei Avos, we have an introduction? Chazal don't write introductions. They begin. So why is it that we have an introduction? And what's the message of the introduction? So Rav Moshe Weinberger explained that when it comes to Pirkei Avos is Musar. We're going to tell you things, and this is where you should be, and this is what you have to improve on. You're going to read some Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, and you're going to feel, oh boy, I don't know if that's a good description of the way that I behave or the way that I act. So he said that at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, before we start to learn Musar, before we start to give Musar, we tell the Talmud, don't worry, call Yisrael Yishlam Chilak L'Olam Haba. You should know you're a Ben Olam Haba. And the Pasuk says, Amech Kulam Tzadikim, you're a Tzadik. La'olam Yerushu Arts Netzer Ma'atai. Masa Yadai Lehisboyer. You're the handiwork of Hashem. Lehisboyer. And that He takes pride in you. He loves you. We love you. You're wonderful. Okay, you have to work on this. You know, you have to be a little bit better here. But you should know Be'etzim, you're a Ben Olam Haba. You're great. We build the Talmud up. So I was thinking, a little bit of a different vein, connecting to what we learned from the altar of Kelm. That could also explain the first mission of Pirkei Avos. He was saying it by the introduction of Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. But I think we could say it by Moshe Kibbol Torah Mi-Sinai. A lot of the Mepharshim talk about what's Moshe Kibbol Torah Mi-Sinai. We have a history of the evolution of Torah Shebaal Peh, how we received the Torah in Har Sinai. Moshe gave it to Yoshua, Yoshua to the Zakenim to the Nevi'im. Is that really necessary? Well, why do we have to start with that? Well, why do we have to know that? Teach us the halachos. In Bava Kama, we teach the halachos of Bava Kama, Niske Mamon, and Geneva and Gizela. And in Bava Metzia, we're going to learn about how to be Yachloku and how to deal with the Suffolk Mamon and Hashavas Aveda and Ribis. That's what we learn about in Bava Metzia. And then when it comes to, Pirkei Avos, we have halachos of midos. We have, this is how you're supposed to act, and this is what you're supposed to do. So what's this Moshe Kibbol Torah Mi-Sinai? A lot of Mepharshim talk about it, but perhaps we could say that we're telling this person, don't worry, you're going to see all these things, and you're going to be, oh, how can I reach this level? How can I do this? And the answer is, don't worry, we're going to give you the chinuch. We're going to give you the education. We're going to teach it to you, and you're going to improve on it. How do we know? How do we know our chinuch? I'll tell you. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai 40 days and 40 nights. Moshe Rabbeinu came down. He taught the Torah to Yoshua, to Gans Klal Yisrael. Yoshua taught it to the Zakenim. The Zakenim gave over their Torah to the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im gave over their Torah to the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola had Nevi'im in their group. They also had Tanoim in their group. Those Tanoim are listed in Pirkei Avos and the period after the Anshei Knesset HaGedola listed in Pirkei Avos. Those are the Tanoim. The Tanoim had Talmidim. They taught their Talmidim. The Talmidim taught Talmidim. And they had the Amoroim, the great Abaye and Rava and Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan. Those Amoroim had Talmidim and taught the Torah and taught the Mesorah of Torah Sheval Peh, and they taught it to their Talmidim, the Saboroim, and then to the Gaonim, and then to the Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam, the Rif, the Rashba, the Ramban. And those Rishonim taught the Torah to future generations, to the later Rishonim, to the early Achronim, to the Achronim, to Rabbi Kiva Eger, to the Vilna Gaon, to the Nodab Yehuda, to the Chasam Sofer, and they taught it to their Talmidim and to their Talmidim, and then they had a generation of Rashi Yeshiva, of Reb Baruch Ber, and of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and Reb Shimon Shkop. And those Talmidim taught it to their Talmidim, and to Reb Soloveitchik, and to Reb Aaron Cutler, and to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and their Talmidim had Talmidim, and those Talmidim were your Rebbeim, and your Rebbeim taught you. That's the Mesorah of the Torah that you come from. That's the Chinuch that you receive, and it comes from Har Sinai. So before we start to tell you all the things that you have to improve on, all the mistakes that you're making, all the Musa that we're going to give you, we tell you, but don't worry, we're going to give you the Chinuch, because if you have the Chinuch, you have the opportunity. The Bas Kohen failed in this Nakuda. The Bas Kohen had the Chinuch. She had the Gedolei Yisrael. She had the Gedolei Yisrael who taught her. She had the Kohanim. She grew up in the house of a Kohen. She had Rebbeim and Moros who were Kohanim and Bas Kohanim and Gedolei Torah and Gedolei Yisrael. And she still didn't learn from them. And that warrants a greater punishment. But we can be better, because we come from great Rebbeim who learned from their Rebbeim, who learned from their Rebbeim, who go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu receiving the Torah from the ultimate Rebbe, the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, the Malamei Torah La'ama Yisrael. And that's the lesson. Can't take it for granted. We were zocha that we learned in yeshiva, that we had an opportunity to learn from our Rebbeim, who give over the teachings from their Rebbeim. And that's something that we have to remember. That's something that the Bas Ish Kohen failed to remember. Esaviyah hi mechalelas, and unfortunately her punishment is that much more severe. But Ish Tisa Reif.